I know Friday is going to be difficult. It's kind of reliving the funeral, but I do know we're doing this to honor not only my husband, but all of the fallen heroes in Baltimore County, and they deserve all the recognition they're getting. And we all need to honor and take a moment and step back and remember the sacrifices that these men and women made for us.
Do you get the sense in talking to other people who have lost loved ones, you know, as police officers, firefighters, that people tend to forget your loss?
I don't feel that way at all. I think that the police community, firefighters, that they're never going to forget. And there are so many events that they hold to honor and remember these men. I've been very fortunate as far as my husband's concerned, in that I know people recognize the sacrifice he made, and they're never going to forget. And the SWAT community, and mostly them, will never let his memory die.
How has that helped you, that support helped you over this last year?
I don't know what I would have done without it. I don't know what I would have done without the support from my family and the police community, and the police community being like family to me and looking out for me, looking out for the children. And just the bond is like no other. It's unbreakable. It's amazing.
I think I'm going to ask a difficult question here, but take me back to the last time you saw your husband.
The last time I saw my husband was the morning of the raid that he went on. So I saw him at about 4 in the morning, just kind of rolling out of bed. And normally I don't wake up. I did wake up that morning, and he gave me a kiss goodbye, said he loved me, and it was just a normal work day.
Is it the kind of thing where, you know, the pager goes off, he gets up? I mean, you're on call 24/7. Was that?
Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. I mean, yes, and, you know, as wives of police officers, we understand that it doesn't matter where we are. There's always a chance that our spouses could get pulled away for things like that, and that's just something you have to understand, and you have to support them and be there for them.
And then you got the horrible news an hour later?
About
Later?
2 hours later,
Yeah.
yeah, there was a police officer at my door just telling me that my husband had been hurt, and they got my daughter off to school. They took me to shock trauma, you know, flying down the highway, and there was probably about 100 police officers there to greet me when I got to shock trauma. So,
Was there a sense when you heard the knock at the door, you thought, I shouldn't open the door, or, you know, you fear the worst sometimes?
I definitely cried
Yeah.
thinking the worst, but the way to shock trauma, I just prayed and hoped for the best. I tried to change my mindset.
One of the things, as I looked back at some of the footage from the funeral, and Rob Jones, who I guess was Jason's training officer, is that really the way to describe him, or maybe you can describe him first?
He was definitely a mentor to Jason. He was a more, he'd been on the SWAT team quite a bit. He called them the old head, you know, the old heads, the guys that were, you know, seasoned and been there longer. And he was just a mentor to Jason. Really looked up to Rob Jones. He saw him as like a father figure.
One of the things that he said at the funeral, I'm going to read this statement. I'm just going to get you to react to this. He wanted to be that guy to lead his men through the door. And as far as we know, that's what he did, August 28th.
Yeah.
Let me get your reaction to that.
Jason was always a leader. He always tried to be the best that he could be. He was in competition with no one but himself, always striving to be better, always working really hard, perfecting all of his skills, perfecting all of his experience. He did want to be that guy for himself and to serve his community.
So it didn't surprise you that he would be the first through the door
Not at
on
all.
any of these calls?
Nope. He was fearless. He was brave. He was determined. Just raw determination all the time.
Now, you work as a personal trainer. I understand he was a fitness buff. Now, did he do work here as well? Because one of the things some of the other officers told me is that, you know, he ate very healthy, you know, where the other cops would eat, and the stereotype, the donuts and everything like
Right.
that. Reporters have that same stereotype.
Right.
But he was eating, you know, salads and chicken and everything like that. I mean, how important was this life, you know, right. working out and fitness to both of you?
Well, I would say I was his chef. I mean, he liked eating healthy, but we both supported each other in trying to eat healthy and trying to stay fit. So he was a member at this gym, and the younger guys definitely looked up to him here. He was just a prime example of not just mental strength, but physical strength. So it was very important to us. It was definitely a priority in both of our lives, and we supported each other.
And he also, let me ask about your work. What's your work? I mean, how important has your work been this last year in terms of getting through this? Is this like an escape? Is this, I don't know how to.
Actually, it has been. We both always use exercise as stress relief. You know, it helped us mentally, and because of this, I did decide to run a marathon, and training for it and being able to go on those long runs and process everything that had happened, I think helped me extremely.
Which marathon did you do?
I did Charlotte in North Carolina, so me and a couple of girlfriends.
And if you don't mind me asking, how'd you do?
You know, I did well for me. Like I said, I wasn't in competition with anyone but myself. I wanted to finish in 4 hours, and I got 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Terrific. Are you going to do another marathon?
Absolutely.
How do we want Baltimore County, how do you want people hearing this to remember your husband?
My husband, like I said, he had a lot of strength, not just physical strength, mental strength. He always strived to be the best, and I know he would want his coworkers, his family, and anyone that knew him to try to be that example of strength that he was and that determination he had. It was just incredible.
And when you're going to see his name's going to be on the Wall of Heroes. What's that going to mean on Friday?
You know, it shows his level of commitment to his work and the sacrifices he made. And, you know, he was an amazing man, and I was his number one fan. I was very proud of him.
The other thing is, and I think he was your number one fan in talking to some of his friends and hearing about this, you guys had regular date nights, and even at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, if he was working 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, didn't matter. You know, Friday night, you were going to do something just the two of you.
I mean, yeah, I thought the world of him, and I guess the feeling was mutual, and we had a strong bond, and you know, I still talk to him, so.
And I notice you're wearing it looks like a picture of him on a police shield.
Yeah.
And then is that your engagement ring or wedding ring as well? Or?
That is his wedding ring.
His wedding ring.
They took it off, probably at shock trauma, and one of the SWAT guys gave it to me. So, yeah, I just wear it to keep his memory alive, and it's comforting to me.
How are the kids doing with all this?
The kids are doing well. You know, they have tough days just like adults have tough days. They
sure.
grieve a little differently than adults do, but they're doing good. Everybody's moving along.
Okay. I think that's it.